So you'd have this two-pronged Union offensive coming against the city from the northern reaches along the Mississippi River and the waterways that branched off of it to the north, and Grant trying to swing in from the east against Vicksburg. Most of the defenses at Vicksburg, of course, had been built with the intention of stopping passage of Union vessels past the city on the Mississippi River. Those batteries, the entrenchments, the placement of cannons and so forth faced away from the city toward the water. Grant is hoping to get himself in a position to come at the city from the other direction where the defenses would not be as strong. So that's the plan, but things went wrong with the plan from the very beginning. Grant's portion of the offensive ran into trouble with Confederate cavalry. Again, this is a leitmotif we've seen in campaigning in the West. Confederate cavalry is going to play havoc with the rear echelons of Union armies trying to march deeper into Southern territory, and that's what happened to Grant. Confederate cavalry under Nathan Bedford Forrest disrupted his communications in Tennessee. Forrest's cavalry tore up several dozen miles of track that Grant was using. Even more damaging than that was a raid carried out by the Confederate cavalryman Earl Van Dorn. Van Dorn's force destroyed a huge Union supply base at Holly Springs, Mississippi on December 20th, 1862, and the combination of these two strikes by Nathan Bedford Forrest and by Earl Van Dorn convinced Grant that he was going to have to abandon his plans to come overland from Tennessee and try to get at Vicksburg from the east. As Grant retreated, however, he learned a lesson. As he later observed in his memoirs, he noted during the return to Tennessee that there was a great deal of food and fodder that his army could have siphoned off from the Confederate countryside. And he put it this way. He said, "It showed that we could have subsisted off the country for 2 months. This taught me a lesson." He would remember that lesson for the next phase of the Vicksburg campaign. But that's the end of Grant's portion of the first approach to Vicksburg. Now, his friend Sherman also ran into trouble. Sherman's part of the plan was predicated on the Confederates having to divide their attention between the different Union threats to Vicksburg. With Grant removed from the board, the Confederates were able to concentrate on Sherman, and Sherman worked himself into a position to attack the Confederates, but the attacks were a dismal failure in the Battle of Chickasaw Bayou on December 29, 1862. There were nearly 2,000 Union casualties, only about 200 Confederate casualties suffered by troops under John C. Pemberton, the Confederate who opposed Sherman there. So the entire first phase of the campaign had ended in failure for Grant. He'd come up with a plan. The plan had not worked, and he had to go back to the drawing board during the winter and into the spring of 1863. He had to try to figure out a way to get his men and supplies into what he considered the best ground across which to approach the city. And that ground was south of the city, on the same side of the river, that is the east side of the Mississippi, or to come in from east of Vicksburg. Good terrain there, bad terrain, very rugged, hilly, formidable terrain north of the city. The best way was from the south or from the east. The question is how to get his troops into a position to do that. He tried various things through that winter. The Union engineers and the soldiers did a lot of planning and digging and expended great effort trying to find alternate routes that would avoid key Confederate defenses, especially the 4 miles of batteries at Vicksburg, and yet allow the Federal troops to have either a good position north of the city or a good position south of the city. They tried finding alternate waterways, following little tributaries of the Mississippi. They tried to use the Yazoo River and its tributaries as routes to get into a favorable position to get at the city. They even tried to dig canals. That might be a way, Grant thought, to put together some successful approach to Vicksburg. But none of these things worked out in the end, and by late March, he decided that what he was going to have to do was have the naval forces cooperating with him, commanded by David Dixon Porter, run past the batteries at Vicksburg, get into a position south of the city so that Grant, who would have shifted his infantry to the west side of the river, marched them downriver. Those troops then could march to a point below Vicksburg, have the Union vessels, which had run past the batteries, ferry them over to the east side of the river, and then Grant would be in position to launch his campaign. It was a campaign, as he envisioned it, that would not need supply lines. Once he was east of the river, he would strike toward Jackson, Mississippi, and then back toward Vicksburg from the east. It was a very daring plan.